I can't believe that you guys have allowed somebody who came on this radio station the last time that these two teams played in basketball and tried to downplay this rivalry.
But if Missouri was 10th in the country or something, then there would be buzz. They're not. They haven't held up their end of the bargain since the series renewed, and I'm so glad it did. And this one's in Columbia, and I have no doubt it's going to be a great atmosphere, at least to start. We'll see what happens in the second half, because Missouri's been competitive for about 10 minutes.
I mean, this rivalry has already embarrassed Alex Gold one time. He is the same person who said this.
Then you add in the fact, let's just, this is not even hating, but like, it's the reality that MU hasn't been competitive since they started playing in these games. They just haven't. And so maybe that changes in Columbia on Sunday. I don't think it's going to. This game doesn't have much buzz around it, guys. It just doesn't. Part of it is a lot of people aren't in college basketball mode.
I mean, you heard Cody in the back. Yeah. Tweedledee and Tweedledum chiming in the background. Thing one and thing two. I can't believe that you guys have been hoodwinked, deceived by somebody who doesn't even consider these to be big games.
I don't feel like this is that big of a game, actually.
And this is the person you're listening to? This is with whom you placed your fate? Believe it if you want to. We've got the proof. We've got the documents. Rob, you got two tickets, do you not? Where are they located at?
I am up in the 300 level behind the visitor bench on Saturday to watch KU and Missouri.
I got the same ones here on my phone with the parking pass. I offered them to Alex Gold. I offered them to him earlier today. Hey, would you like to go to the game? No, man. I got things to do, man. You know, I'm like, all right, man. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. You sure you don't want to go to the game? I mean, you are a sports talk host. It's kind of important to go to the games. Nah, man, you know, I got stuff to do. It's early, man. I don't want to make the drive. Excuses. That's all you've gotten from 10 to 2 is lies and excuses. And you buy this, caught up in the hype. Now, let me tell you the other story. This pains me to talk about this in person, because I was betrayed by a close friend. Let me tell you the truth of what happened yesterday at the Royals game. I planned on a quiet night at home, finishing up our documentary, Armageddon at Arrowhead. You can see it September 24th at Screenland Armor. My editor had some things come up. We weren't going to be able to edit. He's like, you know what, man, why don't we catch up the next day? It's like, all right, man, you know what? No problem. I'm sitting there now, lonely, bored, nothing to do. I planned on just trying to read more about the Chiefs' upcoming season so I could try to provide the best content that I can for you guys. All of a sudden, I get a text from a friend. She had gotten tickets from her job and wanted somebody to go to the game with her. Her family couldn't go to the game, and she turned to me because I'm like family. Like, you know what? Me being the great friend that I am, the great person, the humanitarian that I am, I decided to go to the game. I wanted to prep for the show, but that was taken away from me. That wasn't the only thing that was taken away from me. So I agreed to go to the game. We're riding there, having a great time, sharing friendship, stories. I stopped and got me some sunflower seeds from the local gas station. I was prepared for a great night at Kauffman Stadium. Little did I know that disaster was right around the corner. So we're sitting there, we're watching the game. All of a sudden, you know, the Royals are up. Jubilation is inside Kauffman Stadium. Next thing I know, the next 30 seconds would change the course of my life. The commercial break happens. The inning is over. I'm on my phone, just starting to do some of the prep for the show because I'm always thinking ahead. I'm focused on you guys at all time. Next thing I know, the people around me say, oh, look, you're on the Kiss Cam. I look up and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. I then look to my left, to my dear friend, my compadre, and I'm thinking, we're on the Kiss Cam. There's only one thing to do. I reach in. Next thing I know, and I'll never forget these words, they'll scar me for life. She said, You don't belong to me. And I'm sitting there dazed and confused that I would be betrayed by somebody I considered to be a dear friend. And the fact that Alex Gold would try to use my moment of disappointment and heartbreak and try to lump that in to the ass whooping that his team is going to get here coming up in a couple of days is really a reflection of his character and the kind of man that he is. He's a scared Jayhawk is what he is. He's shown you his character time and time again. I'm disgusted at the content that I heard earlier today. But you know what? This show will survive because that's what we do. We overcome. We focus on ourselves and we push forward. Rob, we will never speak of this again. There's no reason to speak of this again. I look around the office here and all I see is pictures of my disappointment and my heartbreak again, letting you know the character of the two men in the midday show. It's embarrassing. It's sad. I'm offended. Let's get back to sports. It's The Drive.